The money will be used to have Tracy Churchill scan the museum's entire collection of photographs into a computer database. This has been an ongoing project. Churchill has scanned nearly 2,000 photographs and has more than 5,000 left to do.
At the end of August 2010, if everything works out as it should, all the photographs in the entire collection that we have here will be on the database, so if somebody wants to come down to the museum and sit down at the computer and punch in churches or Stikine River or any other topic that might be that we might have in the collection, they'll be able to pop up on the screen and look at all the photographs of that particular topic. And at the same time, if they want one copied for use or just for themselves, they could fill out a form and we can have them used for whatever purposes they want it for.
That's Dennis Chapman, director of the Rangel Museum. He says the Rangel Museum has been collecting photographs since its beginning in the late 1960s.
From the late 60s right up until this year, we've collected, the museum is in their possession, over 7,000 right now, most of which are owned by the museum, and there are some in there that are we've copied, and we've borrowed some from people who have great photograph collections of Rangel, and we don't own them. We just have the ability to have them in the museum as copies. So they've been collected on, you know, just about every topic you could possibly imagine.
The earliest photo in the museum's possession is from the late 1880s. The museum's collection represents a time period that spans all the way back from Rangel's early days to present day. Currently, the photographs are stored in file cabinets, so having all the photographs in a database organized by topic will save a lot of time. It will also save a lot of photographs from being lost in oblivion.
If somebody wants to come in and look for a particular picture, sometimes it can be difficult to find it. It takes time to find it. Where is it at? We have lots and lots of file cabinets filled up with photographs right now. And when this is over, it's just going to make it a lot easier for the staff here, as well as visitors doing research or looking for photographs or family photos or whatever, to sit down at the computer and find it a lot quicker than it's able to do right now.
Chapman says the museum is always interested in collecting more photographs, either through donation or loan, especially ones from recent times.
People don't think about going to a museum and donating photos from, you know, last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. We'd be more than interested in photos going all the way back to Rangel's inception as a town, a community, as well as photos from the present or recently. So that's one thing we're always looking forward to, is more photographs, because they're really easy to store. And photo collections are one of the best things museums can have.
Churchill is scheduled to be finished with the project by August 2010. At that point, community members are welcome to search the database for Rangel's history in pictures. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Rangel.